J.I. Packer in Knowing God also says this, "Adoption is the highest privilege the gospel offers. The entire Christian life has to be understood in terms of it. Sonship must be given the controlling thought, the normative category, if you like, at every point. Our Lord's teaching on Christian discipleship is cast in these terms." Every time you say the words of the Lord's Prayer and you say, "Our Father," you are saying something that is scandalous grace. Something that the truth of it changes everything. But I also want you to see in the next portion of verse 15 that this is intimacy, not isolation. God is not calling a people out, declaring them righteous in Christ, and then backing away and leaving them alone. This confident sonship is an intimate relationship. Look at the next part of verse 15. "By whom we cry, Abba, Father." Two words, Father, Father. Abba is Aramaic. Why does he use Aramaic here? Well, in Mark 14:36, this is a way that Jesus spoke to the Father. The spirit of adoption is at work in our hearts, causing us to cry out, "Abba, Father." Why Abba, Father? That we have the same right and connection to the Father through Jesus as Jesus does. Have you ever thought about the fact that in Christ, that the Father will no more reject you than He would reject Jesus? The gospel is scandalous. This is amazing. Why do we blunt this?